Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Rawson. I'm really excited to, of course, introduce Dr. Connie McNeil, who's on generally the first Tuesday of every month on Spiritual Connections Radio. Her radio show, of course, is In the Arms of the Angels, and we're really excited to have her on this evening. As always, I'd like to direct people to go check out her website and see the different services that she has, and you can find her on the internet at www.drconniesays.com. Make sure, if you haven't had a chance, if you're in the Scarsdale, New York area, to go see her at the Trap Rock Suites at 130 Brook Street. And you can find out more about this on our website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. We'll be taking callers for readings on the half hour or somewhere there and after. And you can call into the show at 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. Go ahead, Dr. Connie. It's all yours.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Welcome, everybody. Just to get the business end out of the way, to again remind anyone in the Westchester County area of New York, come see me at Trap Rock Suite on Monday night and Thursday night between 5 and 8. I would love to meet you and do a face-to-face reading with you. And also on November 22nd, I will be in Tarrytown, which is also in Westchester County, New York, at the DoubleTree Suites. This is the Awaken Fair, which is an annual event with vendors, healers, readers, and supposed to be quite nice. That's my first stop off there, but supposed to be quite nice. So if you're in the area on November 22nd, in Tarrytown, the Double Tree Inn, and I would also, again, love to see you, do a reading with you, get to know you. So thank you for taking either of those times into consideration. This show is a very special show tonight, and the audience, it's a very special audience because it is the audience that Archangel Michael is wanting to have listen either on the show live right now, which again I thank you for joining, or archive. And the reason that Michael wants this particular group of people to be listening tonight is when we come into the earth and we incarnate into our bodies, we come in bringing karma with us to alleviate or to rejoice in this lifetime. We also bring in the many signature events that we are going through this time. That could be significant relationships, it could be jobs, it could be significant people who have come into your life to wound you. This is especially true for people who have grown up in houses with abuse, people who have gone through very hurtful, painful relationships, whether they're family, romantic, whether it's a work relationship, a friend relationship. And we come into our life space with this, what some people would call baggage. And the reason that we have it is because when we heal from our own situations in our life, we raise the vibration of the earth so that the earth itself heals. And what you do is you give people who you may not ever meet, you energetically give them permission to also heal themselves. So it's like when you step out into the light, you give other people permission to step out into the light. And it's not sometimes until we make a shift and we make the change and we do the healing that other people kind of stay stuck as long as we stay stuck. So having said all that, I would like to start by bringing in the angels. And I would like to especially pay close attention when I get to Mother Gaia, who is going to ground us, that you, during this invocation, if you could please put your feet flat on the floor. If you're doing something, if you could just not do it for a couple of minutes and sit down and plant your feet on the floor. Because I get the sense that there's a lot of people that are just not grounded. We're not in our bodies. We're thinking about something else. We're doing something else. We're charging up for the end of the year. We're having to adjust to going back from daylight savings time to standard time. There's a lot of things going on that pull us. So during this invocation, if you could just, you know, sit down and plant your feet. So, archangels, Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel, I call upon you now that you would surround us, that you would surround every person who is listening to this broadcast, whether it be live or in archive, that you would surround Mark as he mans the board. I ask that Archangel Metatron would be above us, that you would spread your wings, and that you would overshadow us with your benevolence, your guidance, your wisdom. And Mother Gaia, I pray that you would pull the roots down from the bottom of our feet and that you would let them sink deeper and deeper and deeper into the earth so that we are solid, that we are grounded, that whatever life events throw at us, we know that we stand firm in who and what we believe in. I ask that you encircle us in light and love, and that everything that is said here and done here is for the highest good of myself, for Mark, for everyone that is listening, and for everyone who will listen through the archives, that everything done and said is for our highest good, and that everything else be gone, and I thank you. Okay, so like I said, Archangel Michael was especially close to me as I was preparing for this talk, and I actually did something I've never done before. I pulled cards from three different decks that have a completely different focus on obtaining spiritual information, and I got the same message in all three decks. I just got it a little differently, but it's all the same message. So evidently, this is the message we're supposed to have. One of the things that Michael wants us to do, and the way that we are going to begin the shift from where we are at to healing, is that we are going to admit the truth. We're going to admit that something is not right. We're going to finally admit that we're not happy in a particular situation or something about somebody that's or something that's in our life just doesn't feel right. And it's admitting it and then beginning to do something about it. I know a lot of people, for example, I get a lot of Amy, when I do readings, when am I going to find the relationship? Should I take this job? Different questions about aspects of their life. And sometimes we get so focused on when am I going to have whatever that we lose the focus of why does it bother me, or why is it uncomfortable for me, or why is it not okay for me to be in the situation that I'm in? And when we start asking those questions, start looking at the healing of what's going on. I'm looking at my job. I'm finding that I really don't like my job. There's aspects of my job that just don't work for me anymore. There's aspects of my relationships or places that I've gone before that just don't work anymore. So what Michael wants us to do is to, first off, is admit that whatever that thing or things are in our lives that are not working for us, that we admit the truth, we admit how we feel, we acknowledge to ourselves, I really don't like this. And then we begin to take steps to make the changes that feel good for us, that feel right for us. I pulled a medicine card. Medicine cards are animal totems. In the Native American belief, each animal has there's a spirit in each animal that has a different personality, or it teaches us something about life, and it teaches us something about spirit, and it teaches us something about interacting with ourselves, interacting with other people, interacting with the planet. So I pulled a totem card, an animal totem card, and the card I got was mouse. And mouse has to do with scrutiny. Mouse has to do with looking at your situation in detail so that you see what's working for you or what's not working for you. The way that the angels lay out these cards is sometimes so amazing. I couldn't orchestrate it myself. So, and these were cards I prayed about. I just laid them out, and this is what came out. So what Mouse is asking us to do, the spirit of Mouse, the medicine of Mouse, is to look at yourself and others very carefully. Look at the people that you have in your life space. Whether it be your doctor, whether it be a handyman, whether it be your boss, whether it be a coworker, whether it be a family member, and see if the job that they're doing, for example, are they doing it well? Are they doing it to your liking? Do they treat you with respect? Do they treat you the way you would like to be treated? Looking at and acknowledging, as Michael said, it's looking at and acknowledging those things that are not working for you. And the first step is to be aware of, wow, you know, I really don't like how that person talks to me. I really don't like that that person is always late. I don't like that they don't keep their word. I don't like that I want to do this, and I always have to feel like I have to, you know, do what they want to do so they don't get mad at me. What mouse medicine says, and what Michael, Archangel Michael, says is the truth, or what might Archangel Michael indicate, is that the truth is there before you. It's not like you have to dig for it. It's not like you have to search long and hard. The truth that the medicine of mouse and what Archangel Michael is saying, that the truth is there before you if you stop and look and be aware of what's going on, so that you can take stock of what's not working for you and then make those changes that, you know, would fit better for you. Okay, the third, and this is, this dovetails very beautifully. The third deck that I used is Stephen Farmer's Earth Magic cards. And what he did was tap into the elements of the earth and people that work among the earth, and find the wisdom, the guidance that we can get from earth elements. And the card that I pulled from Stephen Farmer's Earth Magic cards was the Shaman. And one of the things that the Shaman does in for the Native American people is he is a healing. He's the connection between spirit and his community, and works with healing, not only in medicine for physical, but also in spiritual. And I just wanted to share with you what is written about the Shaman card, and see if this doesn't resonate with you. Because again, we're talking about making the shift that you need from the healing that needs to take place in your life so that you raise the vibration of the planet for mission to heal yourself. So here's what is the words written in relationship to the Shaman card. It says that all illnesses, whether physical, emotional, or psychological, stem from an illness of spirit. It may be due to soul loss, psychic intrusion, ancestral karma, or any other spiritual causes that can be contributing to the manifest condition for which you seek help. Whatever other methodologies or remedies you pursue, whether allopathic, alternative, or a combination, let the healing of your spirit be your priority. Know that the deepest spiritual wound is the illusion of being separate from Source, God, Great Spirit, or whatever name you give the Creator. It is the trick of the mind that creates this sense of separation. This is the time for deep healing, starting with your relationship with spirit. Call upon your spirit guides or ancestors to help you with any emotional, mental, or physical healing that you need. Call upon the Creator to assist you in mend any rift in your relationship with spirit. Choose thoughts that support wholeness and well-being. Allow any darker thoughts or shadows to appear as well, but simply observe them as they arise in consciousness, then dissolve. See yourself as healed, whole, and complete, and it shall be. So, the emotional trauma that you're experiencing, the physical illness that you endure, the struggle that you have with your finances or loneliness or depression or whatever you are going through, set up. It is something that you and Creator created before you came into this body. And Michael wants you to know that the reason that you are having the experience you are having is because there is a way to heal it. When you look into yourself, when you look into your prayer life, when you call on Mother, Father, God, when you call in the angels, as we did at the beginning of this show, and the invocation that I gave is one that was given by Metatron to a friend of mine. You can't Google it, but you can go onto my website at drconniesays.com. That's Dr. Connie, S-A-Y-S, drconniesays.com. And it's on there, and you can take it. I do it, I say it in the morning, I say it at night, I say it anytime during the day when I'm feeling like I'm being bogged down. I call in my angel, my angelic circle, to surround me and protect me. It's a dandy thing to have, and I would highly, highly recommend anyone listening to this show to have a some sort of protection. And you can, whether you carry stones, whether you do whatever it is you do to protect yourself, to also, in addition to that, also calling in your angelic circle so that you are protected and you are guided, will be very helpful in keeping you on your path, because your job, one of your life lessons, one of the things you came in here to do in this lifetime is to heal yourself, figure a way through with the angels, with angelic guidance, with your higher self, with your ascended masters who are wise, spiritually mature people who have gone on before us, like Jesus and Moses and Buddha and Muhammad and great people that have Kuan Yin and great people that have gone on, goddesses. There's a tremendous amount of spiritual depth and ways that the spirit moves in, and the tapestry. I'm just seeing this big tapestry of all of the different angelic and regal realms that are available to us. And it is one of the reasons we came into this body and we are congregating at this time together is to heal ourselves and helping to heal each other energetically, so that we raise the healing and the spiritual vibration of the planet and give other people opportunity to heal. So if you're in an abusive relationship and you heal and you forgive and you move past that, not in revenge and not in retaliation, but in forgiveness and love, you have given other people permission to do the same thing. So I don't know why I feel this, but I just feel that there's a shift in this time space, and that it's very important. The time is now. The time is at hand for those of us to gather together and to do this healing. Two other things that Michael said besides admit the truth. He's asking us to be in prayer a lot to help us through the thing or things that we're working through, and that when we do this, no matter how we feel, no matter what it looks like, when we are moving into a state of healing through forgiveness and love and the guidance of angelic and celestial beings, then we are automatically on the right path. We're doing the thing we're supposed to do. We're doing the thing that we came to this planet to do. Another important reason for calling in the angelic circle, Michael, Uriel, Raphael, Gabriel, surrounding like on the sides, Metatron above and Mother Gaia, Mother Earth below. Another reason that it's important to be encapsulated into this spiritual ball is that as you heal and as you raise your vibration, it is possible that darker will be attracted to you because you're so light, because darker spirits, they're attracted to the light. They like it. That's where they go. So it's possible that you may attract darker energy. And by having the circle, if there's an energy that you feel, ask the circle, is it okay if this, I'm feeling this energy, I don't know who it is, I don't know what it is. It says it's my, you know, long-lost Aunt Betsy from Toledo. Can she come into the circle? If you ask your angelic circle and you've called them and they're surrounding you, they'll say, yes, it's really Aunt Betsy from Toledo's spirit. Or they'll say, no, it's really a darker spirit that's trying to trick you into thinking it's Aunt Betsy. So it's taking spiritual responsibility for doing the work that you came here to do. And with that comes committing to calling a circle of angels or protecting yourself in such a way so that your vibration stays high and your energy stays light. And as you continue to rise, your energy gets faster and faster and you get brighter and brighter. So having said all of that, I will see if Mark is on the other end of this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio. If you'd like to call in for an angel reading, some guidance or coaching, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And with that, let me just mention, if you want to check out our website, you can go to spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Dr. Connie, before we bring on some of the callers, can you go ahead and give us a general spread for the month of November?
Yeah, I can. I was going to do that at some point in the show. I will just do it now.
Okay, cool.
Okay, alrighty. I'm going to use, again, Archangel Michael cards because when you... He's one of the angels that I work the closest with. He and Metatron are probably my two closest angels. So Metatron is kind of cool. He was actually the prophet Enoch. So when you speak to, or when you get the sense that you're speaking to Metatron, or he's speaking to you, he actually knows a lot of what you're going through because he used to be human. So he's kind of a cool guy to have on your side. All right, so. Okay, this is a reading of moving forward. This is a reading of new beginnings. Like I said earlier, I feel like that this is a shift for a lot of people, and it's a time when it's just time to do it. You just got to get up and do it, whether you know what you're doing or not. Then you'll just the angels will guide you if you keep going. So what Michael wants, there's two aspects of this reading. One is that we as adults are guarded and protected. So when you are doing your spiritual work, in the sense that you're mindful of being light and love in your workplace and in your relationships, that Michael is guarding and protecting you. And he's also, there are also guardian angels that are watching over the children. So in this, moving into the end of the year where it can get so hectic and so busy that it's important to stop and breathe, because Michael has his wings around us, but I also see the guardian angels hovering around the children. So it's a sacred time, and it's a safe time for this month of November. The other aspect of the month of November is Michael saying that this is a new beginning and a fresh start for many people. And it's an awakening for a lot of people. You may not know that you're waking up, or it may feel like that you're just moving, you know, with the pace of a snail, but you're moving at the rate you're supposed to be moving. And it's a new time to get started. And what Michael wants you to do is to go forward without fear. When you move in the direction you were meant to go, you're being guarded, and your children are being guarded. So you don't have anything really to fear. So this is an opportunity in the month of November to begin a great spiritual quest and finding that the month of November is the time to go inward. The month of November is the time to breathe and reflect and meditate. And what Michael is going to do, and this is, again, this is really geared for these callers who are here now and who are going to tune in. And for you, Mark, it's a time to go in and reflect, because what Michael is going to do, he's going to bring to the surface an awareness of the things that no longer serve, and then the guidance to take the steps to get out of that, to move away from what no longer serves you. So this is really a kind of a cool month. So that's the message that I get for November.
All right, that's excellent. Thank you. All right, let's start to bring on some of the callers.
Okay.
All right, Mia, you're on.
Hi, Dr. Connie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How
good.
Are you?
I am doing very well. Thank you for asking. How can we be of service this evening?
Can I receive a message from the angels?
Of course. In my mind's eye, I see them very happy, and they're clapping. They're clapping because they're so happy that you asked for a reading.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Okay. This is good. It's interesting because did you listen to the first half of the show?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I
pulled three cards, and that was kind of the basis for what I wanted Michael wanted Michael to say, you pulled the exact three cards. So there is something that there's something that Michael's wanting to bring up to your awareness, something that's not working for you, something that doesn't bring you joy, something that makes you feel depressed, something that just makes you feel kind of off.
It's my career.
Okay. So it's your career then. So when you really look at what's not working and begin to ask and seek the advice and the guidance from the angels, then they're going to put you on, number one, they're going to put you on the path that you need to be on to find a job that will be fulfilling for you. But it's also important for you to know that when you take this step, and it could be a very scary step, but when you take this step, you're actually giving other, especially women, permission to find the jobs and to find the things in their life that's fulfilling for them. So it's like you're the leader. You light the torch, and you hold it up for other women to say, see what I did, see what I'm doing. I'm finding those things that's not working for me, and I'm making a shift for what is working for me. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Well, yes, because I feel stuck, and if I can get out of this, I would see other women talking to me how I did it.
Right, and you'll make an impact on people you will never meet. Energetically, when you say, I did it, and got into a better career, when you do that, you're going to give me permission, even though I don't know who you are and I may never meet you. You give me permission. I feel stronger that I can do that. Now, I don't know why I feel stronger, because I don't know that you did it, but you gave me permission to do that for myself. Does that make sense?
I'll try to understand it.
Okay. So how can okay, there's a movie that I want you to watch. The movie's called Akilah and the Bee. It's about a little girl, a little 11-year-old girl who studies for the National Spelling Bee. If you'll want Akilah and the Bee, it's a great little movie. If you can find it and you can watch you, when she reaches out and faces her fear, and when she stood up and spelled at the spelling bee, she changed her whole school and she changed her whole community because she was brave enough to do something really great. That's you. That's what God, you came to this earth to work your way out of the job that you have and work your way into something that's really tremendous for you so that you can show other women how to do it. You came to be a leader. You came to be a guide.
Okay. I can't see it now. But,
well, you don't have to see it now. You go step at a time. You go step at a time. You pray and you ask the angels, and they will guide you. And then the more you do it, the more apparent, the more you'll know what it is you're doing, that you're actually doing.
I feel that because of my search or my quest for a better career, it seems like it's weighing myself down in other areas of my life too. Like somehow this is the step I need to get better in, like, my relationship, my money, or other things.
That is right. When you shift your job, you will shift everything. Your vibration will be higher, so that you will attract the relationships that you want. You will attract the money that you want. When you heal that piece that holds you back, when you heal that and you step into your new career, everything is going to change for you.
Another question I wanted to ask is, are we always healing? Is there a point where we're healed?
I think that there's always something that we can do to better ourselves. And it may be that we can that we heal to a great degree, but I don't think anybody ever reaches perfection.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, you came here to be a leader. You're actually a very strong spirit that people can follow when you begin to shift out of this stuck piece that you're in. When you get unstuck, you're going to start seeing a lot of shifting in your own life, and it's going to help other people shift in their own life.
Mm-hmm.
When you get unstuck.
Dr. Connie, why does it feel so difficult, though, in this just
because
shifting a career for me?
Because
it
part
shouldn't
of it
be.
Is, because, no, it should be. Part of it, it's a learning curve. It is, if it was easy, there's no learning that takes place when it's easy. You take it for granted. You don't know how to show other people how to do it. My mother is a phenomenal piano player. She's phenomenal, but it's so easy for her. She can't teach it because she doesn't know how to teach it because she's been playing the piano since she was six.
Mm-hmm.
But when I really struggle and when I really have to learn something and do it by, you know, really, really digging my heels in, Then I've changed. My whole being is completely different when I have to work and when I have to really, 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 really work to get something different in my life. I become different.
Okay, I see. I understand what you say.
And if you have any more questions, you can always email me at drconniesays@gmail.com. You can always email me.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, dear. You have
this
a blessed evening.
This is exactly what I needed for right now, tonight.
Yeah, this is, yep, Michael wanted you to listen. There's something you need to do. So no accidents.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your support.
Oh, thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you so much.
All righty. You ready? Here we go.
I'm ready.
Hey, Trish.
Hello,
you're on there.
Hi. Hello, Dr. Connie. How are you?
I'm good, Trish. How are you?
I'm well. I was wondering if you could give me an angel message.
I can.
Enjoyed listening to the show. Was very interesting.
Oh, thank you. Well, and you were meant to listen because there's something for you to do in raising the vibration of the planet. There's something for you to do. And
okay.
I'm shuffling as we're talking.
Okay. I'm assuming it's not in my day-to-day job.
It doesn't necessarily have to be your job. It could be a relationship. It could be physical healing. It could be an old mindset. It could be getting rid of things that no longer serve you. It could be, you know, it could be anything because people have issues and problems in lots of areas. So.
Okay.
Two things. You get two messages from Michael tonight. One has to do with how you view yourself And what Michael wants you to do, what Michael wants you to know is that you are, how deeply you are loved. And I don't think that you, I don't think that you get it, how deeply the angels view you, how they hold you in this loving embrace, how protected you are, and that you haven't done anything. If there's something going on that you feel like you judge yourself or you criticize yourself, or that you're not doing something right or up to a standard, that they hold you in complete innocence.
Okay.
The other is that there are these things that you, Michael, wants you to do. For some people, it's a very straight thing. I have a friend who was sexually abused as a child, and as she's healing from that, she helps other women also heal from abusive relationships. But for you, there is going to be options. You're going to be able to almost choose what area you really want to excel in, and what area you really feel like would be a good area for you to better yourself. Does that make sense?
I'm not sure. I mean, I don't know where these choices are coming from.
They're going to come from whatever. The options that you're going to have, I don't want to say that they're light, but they're beautiful. The options that you have are going to be like, how do I make the earth a beautiful place? Or something
okay.
along this line. Because what I'm seeing in my mind's eye is a garden. And you planting and you having all of these different, these beautiful, the colors and the textures and the arrangements and all, that some people come to heal the planet because there's a deep hurt. Some people come and they heal the planet because the planet gets to be a beautiful place and a peaceful place and a loving place and a kind place. So the thing that Michael is going to pull you into and draw you into, you don't have to go search for it. You just have to be open to what really makes your heart sing, to really
Got
what
it.
You're attracted. And when you get that, then do that. Because when you do that and you go into it with the gusto that I know you have, then that's going to make a shift. Even that will make a shift in the planet.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I guess I was looking for something more specific or concrete, but now I understand what you meant.
No, you don't get it. You don't get a specific or concrete. You get a choice. You get a choice, but you also, whatever you do, it has to be in love, and it has to be in simplicity. It has to be clean and simple and beautiful, and when people look at it, it makes them go, oh, kind of thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what Michael is, what I feel like Michael is saying is, would be your thing for the planet. And your thing of why you needed to listen to this show tonight. But
okay.
Don't mark my word though, it's nothing light, and it may not be easy. because sometimes simple isn't easy.
That's so true. Okay.
So
thank
God
you.
Bless you. You're very welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Yeah, just switching the switchboard over. There we go. All right. I think that's it for now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just can't get past the feeling that, and I really appreciate these two ladies that called, because I think what Michael wanted to do was also bring up the importance that it can be a really great thing and a specific thing, like my friend who has to overcome the her past or a career or something very concrete, to something that's just beautiful and that you really can just pour your heart and soul into, that also just makes the planet beautiful. So there's any number of ways that we can follow our guidance to be the very best we can be. So I appreciate that these ladies called and that they were so different in their approaches, because I think Michael needed to bring that out. So do you have anything, my love?
There we go. Helps if I don't mute myself. No, I think that's it for this evening.
Alrighty. Well, you have a blessed month, and everyone enjoy their holiday toward the end of the month here. If you're not doing anything on November 22nd, come see me in Tarrytown, and I would love to actually have a sit-down face with you guys. So thank you for tuning in, and that's it for me.
All right, sounds good. Happy holidays, everybody, and good night.
Good night.